Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 15th, 2015, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a big success. Well, I have a great show planned for you this hour. Our theme for the month of June is getting things done. So if you're in the "It's taking me too long to get things done" club, then you're going to really benefit from the tips and resources all this month. So mark your calendar now for the last two Mondays of June, because I'll be bringing you more tips and resources on the topic. And if you've missed any of our shows on Mondays for the month of June, make sure you go and visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. Again, that's SuccessfulWomanRadio.com. There you can get all of our previous broadcasts and listen to them at your convenience. And by the way, if you're interested in being on the show, just look up in the top gray menu bar and click on "Be on the Show," and we will get back with you as soon as we can. Our Women Making It Happen featured guest today is Patrina King, entrepreneur, speaker, and founder of Golf Women Mean Business. She'll be sharing a little bit later on in the show how the game of golf can be exciting and rewarding in so many ways and why you as a businesswoman should consider it. Also included in our lineup for today is "I Believe in the Power of Me." Now, this is our overall theme for 2015, and I came up with four questions at the very beginning of the year that will help you to take action and get in touch with your inner power. So make sure you have your pen and notepad handy, because, of course, this is a show that's a cross between like a teleclass, a talk show, and a radio show. So you're going to get all three blended together wonderfully and get so much value and information each Monday from Successful Woman Radio. Also coming up in the lineup, I've got a book excerpt for you, from the book "Action Has No Season" by author Michael V. Roberts. Now, last Monday, we had so much going on that I didn't get a chance to share chapter 9, I believe, which is the paradox. So I'll be reading excerpts from that chapter one more time for you. Also, upcoming events at Women About Biz. We've got the teleclass "Running Your Business Solo," which is our free lunch and learn event that we have each month via phone conference. So you definitely will want to participate in that. And, of course, we have our Business Women's Night Out events being launched all over Metro Atlanta. So for those of you who are in the Atlanta area, you're going to get the opportunity to hear the event that's coming up. And also later on, I will be sharing with you, whether you are in Georgia or any other state, how you can start your own networking event through Women About Biz. So ladies, get ready for great information that you'll be able to put to use right away. This is a great time now to share the show, to click over on another line and share today's live broadcast with another friend, business associate, or family member, someone that you know needs to be blessed with a positive environment where she can come and get her dose of motivation and information to help grow her business or to even start her business. So again, if you have a pen in hand, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you listening online, please share the show on your social networks. If you want to drop a link where someone can listen directly from the internet or their smart device, it is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. I see people are dialing into the show. Thank you so much. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, and Successful Woman Radio. It is 12:05 after the hour. And again, I am so excited that you're here with me. And we're going to move right on into I believe in the power of me. Now, there are four questions that you should be asking yourself as often as you need to get some clarity on where you're headed and to tap into your inner power. Here's question number one. Am I clear on my vision and what it is that I want to experience? And ladies, you know, I just want to say right now that vision is probably one of the most incredible freedom of choices that we have as a human being, as an existence on this earth. And so if you are not practicing the power of visioning altogether, then you're missing a big piece of the success puzzle for yourself, right? Because visioning first starts in the spiritual realm, in your mind, right? And in order for that vision to really manifest itself and to get pulled into action, then you need to transfer it out of the spiritual realm, which is your mind, and onto the earthly realm or into the earthly realm, which is by taking action and writing it down and putting it on paper, because that's where it really begins to spark in your life. And so, again, I don't want you to think about 10 or 20 years out about a vision. I'm a firm believer that you can have many visions, M-I-N-I. You can have smaller visions that are meant for you to accomplish within a short period of time. And I think you can also have long-term visions that are meant for you to accomplish at some period in your lifetime, right? And so don't get caught up in thinking that, wow, I've got to write all of these eloquent words, and I've got to, you know, make it sound good and impress upon people what my vision is. That's all good and well. But what's most important is that you get it, that you have clarity on what it is that you want to experience at some point in time. And so an easy way to start the power of visioning is just to bullet point, right, just to create your vision in bullet points. You know, just bullet out what is it that you want to experience in some given time. And if you're not used to visioning, then I recommend that you look at visioning within a 90-day time frame, because it's so important that you, you know, experience the power of visioning in a shorter term. Number two, as we discussed, four questions that you need to ask yourself for I believe in the power of me. Number two is, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Again, have I identified habits that are interfering with my success? Now, this is really big, and there are a lot of us who are coaches, psychotherapists, psychologists. There are a lot of professionals out there that are really trying to advocate and push and get everyone, not just women, but everyone to understand just how habits impact the success of your life. And so you need to understand that habits are repetitive actions that are automated after you repeat them so many times. So usually after you repeat something about 5 to 7 times, it is going to become a habit. Now, that could be a thought. You're repetitive in a thought that you've repeated, and now it becomes a habit and ingrained in your subconscious mind. It could be that you have repeated an action 5 to 7 times, and now you have a habit of doing it. A good example of that might be, you know, brushing your teeth. Your parents have, when you were smaller, have grilled it into your mindset, hey, brushing your teeth is important for hygiene and cleanliness. And so, of course, you don't have to go and look up on Google how to brush your teeth, because it has been ingrained through repetitive action, right? And so that's what habits are. Now, there are habits that work for you and habits that we automatically take in that work against us. And so it is those habits, the ones that work against us, that we need to identify, because they can wreak havoc in our lives and they can prevent us from moving forward and creating the type of success that we want to have. So one of the things that I know that we as women have a hard time of doing is sometimes we have a very difficult time of looking in the mirror and really holding our own selves accountable and asking ourselves, you know, what am I doing? What are the habits that I have that are working against me? Because sometimes we want to look all outside of ourselves for the answer. But ladies, this is one time where you don't need to step outside of the box. You really need to be looking within to determine what habits you have that are working against you. And so I encourage you to do that. You know, schedule some me time. You know, it might be a couple of hours early in the morning when it's the most quiet, or late at night, or late in the evening when the kids are in the bed. Whatever time is best for you, that quiet time, you need to schedule that time. Here's number three in I Believe in the Power of Me. Questions you need to be asking yourself as often as you need to gain that clarity you need to move forward in your life and business. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? That's number three. Have I created goals and tasks to support my vision? Now, one of the things I'm working on at Women About Biz is we already have a really great program, Goal Setting 101 for Business Women, but I am breaking it down and really working on some smaller trainings and audios for Women About Biz guests and members. Why? Because I realize that somehow, as women, we just are not getting how important goal setting really is to our existence, to our being, to our ability to achieve maximum success. But goal setting really is the cornerstone of manifestation. It's the cornerstone of turning something that was in the spiritual realm, our vision, into something real and tangible that we can see, touch, smell, feel, experience. And so if you don't have goal setting down pat, if you are not a master of goal setting, or if you're just refusing, okay, within your own self, if you're building a habit of refusing to practice the technique of goal setting, then you're doing yourself a great disservice. So I'm going to be talking about goal setting throughout the rest of this year because I know how important it is and how it can really create a very wealthy woman in you if you allow it to. Number four, last but not least, and I Believe in the Power of Me, is have I set short-term goals to generate the power within me? Again, have I set short-term goals? Okay, now what does that mean? And why am I specifically bringing this up? Because I know us as women, and now when I say us as women, I mean women and collectively. We all share some common traits. But one thing that I do know from coaching women over the last 20-plus years is that when we are not experiencing accomplishments and in our lives in a short burst of time, we have a tendency to lose focus, lose clarity, and really just forget all about accomplishing whatever it is we were setting out to do. I mean, think about it. Ask yourself this. How many times have you said that you wanted to do something, and it was important to you at the time, but because no goals or a system was set to it, or because the goals were scheduled too far out, you didn't get it accomplished. And how about, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? So it's important to set short-term goals to generate your inner power, because when you experience something being accomplished, it not only lets you know that you're on the right track, but it causes a certain kind of conviction in you that gives you that unshakable kind of faith in yourself. And if you guys haven't heard me talk about unshakable faith before, I just want to quickly give you the definition of it, because I really feel that in order to have the type of success that most people want in life, in order to experience things getting done and seeing so many things accomplished throughout your lifetime, I believe that you have to have a special kind of belief within yourself. Yes, we all believe in ourselves, but you must have a special kind of belief to push forward with your goals. And that type of belief is unshakable faith. Now, what is it, you might ask? Well, it's a level of belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it causes you, it compels you, right, to take swift and immediate action right away. That's what it is. Again, it is unshakable faith. It's a certain level of belief within yourself, deeply rooted, that compels you to take swift and immediate action on your dreams, your goals, whatever it is that you want to do. Now, what you do need to know is that not every woman has the type of unshakable faith necessary to move forward. I have experienced not having unshakable faith many times, and so I know that it's a deep-rooted level of belief. And so it's not that you don't believe in yourself, but it's that there's a certain type of belief required, and that's a convicting belief, a belief that says, I know what I know. Nobody can change my mind on it. I know what I know. And in order to know whether or not you have that belief, it's just one simple question. Do you take immediate and swift action and follow it all the way through on your goals and your dreams and whatever it is that you want to do? Now, if you do, then great, you've got unshakable faith. So what you need to do is really continue to build it as a habit so that it is automated within you. If not, what you need to do is to create a system to allow yourself to start building the type of belief habits that are going to work for you. Ladies, at the end of the day, keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about on the journey of success for your life and for your business. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our featured guest, Patrina King, who is the CEO and founder of Golf Women Mean Business. I'm so excited that I'm going to get the opportunity to interview Patrina. She and I met a little while ago, maybe about a year or so. We've seen each other in passing at networking events or what have you. So I'm so very, very glad that we're really getting to know each other. And I joined Golf Women Mean Business, this wonderful organization, because I have known for a very long time that some incredible things happen on the golf course. Not only are you getting some exercise and you're learning a new sport activity, but the networking and all of the people that you meet, it is a whole nother world, and it's a world that I want to be a part of. I want to learn it. So I'm excited to learn all of the things that Patrina will be sharing with us today, coming up in just a little bit. But for right now, I want to go ahead and quickly read you an excerpt from the book, Action Has No Season. Now, ladies, you know I'm always talking to you about the power of reading and how important reading really is. And I want to go back and emphasize that if you read from in the matter of a self-help book or a nonfiction book, if you read one book per month written by an individual who has 10-plus years of experience, then over the course of a year, if you just read one book, you would have gained about 120 years of wisdom from others' wisdom, right? You would have been able to gain that wisdom, that information, provided that you implement a lot of the systems, strategies, tips, resources, and information that you read. So, yes, reading indeed can change your life. It can make you a very successful woman, and it can help you on your journey of wealth as well. So, again, I want to encourage you to start your success library. And one book that I've recommended all this month is Action Has No Season, Strategies and Secrets to Gaining Wealth and Authority, written by attorney Michael, V as in Victor, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. Excellent book. I've read it a couple times, and I'm very, very excited to be sharing it with all of you on the show today. In Chapter 9, The Paradox, the author goes on to say that the dynamics of gaining authority and wealth may require actions that were deemed as boorish and distasteful throughout your childhood. As children, we were taught manners which were to respect everyone, turn the other cheek in any altercation, and never lie. The concepts in this chapter defy most of these childhood rules and nullify the image of ideal behavior. Nobody is as they first appear. Packaging is deceptive. Book covers can make a drab book look like the most exciting book on the planet. Billions of dollars are expended on appearances. Looks are very important because appearance alone has the power to sell or discourage. Creating a climate of acceptance is important in any business transaction. He goes on to say that the person behind the deal is more important than the packaging of their appearance. In business, you must emit an air of approval toward the other person in the transaction. Nothing is ever as it first appears. Start observing the body language and attitude of the people in the deal. Listen for their needs. Don't misjudge them. Your first impression is always limited. It is possibly very wrong, so stop prejudging people. Only fools make permanent decisions without knowledge. Never assume your intuition or perception is always correct. Actionaires never judge people by their outward appearance. Your success in business should never be impeded by prejudice, fear, or any form of discrimination. The actionaire never discriminates against the person because of their race, gender, financial status, or appearance. Never eliminate anyone from the chain of your success. People seeking more authority must understand the dangers within the paradox of gaining authority. It is a constant dynamic of being cunning while polite, devious yet fair, and magnanimous but selfish. History teaches us that people of great authority surrounded themselves with other people who believed in this unspoken, contradictious rule. During the days of the great Roman Empire, he says, messengers were killed for delivering bad news, even if the news was vital to the survival and the future of the empire. In the business environment, leaders always play the sport of constant duplicity. In the scheming world of corporate life, this control mechanism is inherent amongst those in leadership positions. The lower-level devotee, in particular, placed in a delicate position. If the devotee excels in their duties for the leader and their actions carry favor in obvious ways, their cohorts will notice and plot against them. Yet, the company environment is supposed to represent the height of cooperation and team spirit. In reality, lesser action-oriented persons will nevertheless work silently and secretly against any associate who attempts to advance above their level. These individuals frown frequently upon overt and forceful moves. Herein lies the paradox of the corporate culture faced by employees, entrepreneurs, political aspirants, and capitalists. On the surface of the corporate world, everyone must peacefully coexist with each other. Therefore, everything must appear conventional, politically correct, and civilized. If you strictly play by the rules, then you can be assured that the clever ones will stampede you. Taking a direction that is clear and identifiable to your rivals gives those individuals a target to attach a plan to steal or an opportunity to rob. He says the best approach is to assume a casual image, which suggests that you are blase, nonchalant, detached, laid back, indifferent, and uncertain. There is nothing wrong with setting a goal and strategically planning for it. The actionaire should remain sure of their plan, but does not emerge overtly confident or convinced. On occasion, the actionaire should display mistakes or admit to faults. Envy by individuals will create asserted negative action. It is smart to masquerade your strength by demonstrating a weakness to your antagonist. In other words, what he's talking about is that sometimes, you know, we are taught in the corporate world and even in the business world that, you know, let's all work together in brotherly and sisterly love. But he's saying from a human standpoint, that's really not the case that's going on in the corporate society or the business society. What he's noticing is that when someone tries to rise above, it's that crabs in a barrel mentality. People are trying to pull other people down. It's like, hey, wait a minute. We were friends, but now you want to move up at another level, and I'm not good with that because you're leaving me. I didn't have that idea, or I'm not aspiring to be as high as you, so therefore I don't want you to be. Misery loves company, right? Amen. So you have to be very careful as an actionaire, someone who is putting things into action and making it happen for herself. You have to be very, very careful about being boastful, about always bragging about what it is that you're going to do. And you have to be careful about making other people who may not be ready to make their goals happen, you have to be careful about making them feel bad about themselves. Yes, you have to pay attention to that kind of thing. And I think that's what he's talking about, is that you don't want to do anything to cause other people to sabotage you. As an actionaire, you have to watch your actions, and you always have to do things in humility and with being humble, because you have to take other people's feelings into consideration while trying to move forward with your own dreams, your own goals. We as people cannot do without one another, and so we have to be very careful and yet pursue our dreams in spite of how others feel and in spite of what others do to try and stop us. So it's very, very important that you do that. And again, for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio. I want to welcome you and invite you to listen every Monday, 12 noon Eastern time, rain or shine, holiday or not. We are here to provide you with your dose of motivation and inspiration to grow your business and improve your life. I was reading from the book Action Has No Season from Michael V. Roberts, an excellent book, and he gave some good information about, you know, when you're trying to put things into action for yourself and you're trying to make it happen, you do have to be careful and be aware of the corporate and the business environment and what people have developed habits to do. And I really agree with this. I had to read this book a couple of times because he really does not mince words in his book on what is required of you to be a very successful person. I want to go ahead now and just, you know, again, just remind everyone to have your pen and your notepad out. Our goal is to provide you with some great information here at Successful Woman Radio. We just read a great book excerpt from Action Has No Season. And I just want to quickly remind you now, I just want to give you just a quick reminder that if you have not updated your website and made it mobile ready for the internet, that's going to be very, very important. That is something that you need to be doing because the whole paradigm of the internet is yet changing again. And a lot of people are going to get left behind. And so we will be bringing more information. I'm going to get a couple of experts on the show, hopefully the end of this month or early July, to talk a little bit about changes that are going on with the internet and what you need to know about them. Because trust me, some incredible changes. One quick statistic is that just 5 years ago, less than 30% of a corporation's, the top 500 corporations' marketing budget was actually being used to market online. How about today? That percentage has changed, and somewhere around the 50 to 60 percentile range is now of what corporations are using out of their budget to market on the internet. So this dynamic is really changing it for us as micro business owners, small business owners, because it means that the big boys are pushing us out a little bit. And so we have to be prepared, stay on top of the curve, and know what's happening from a technology standpoint. Even if you have a Facebook fan page, you will notice that it used to be Facebook would allow all of your fan page posts to show to all of your fans. That's just not the case anymore. Only about 10% of your fans get to see your post, and not the same fans every time. So, for example, if you have 500 fans, then perhaps only 50 people are going to see that post. The other thing you need to know is that 50 people need to see that, will see that post, but not all at once. You know, it might be 7 people every day until the level reaches that 10% maximum. In order for everyone, your fans and their friends, to see your post, you've got to advertise. You've got to pay to play, right? And so these are things that you need to know about, okay? And many of you probably already have had an aha moment because you recognize that only a few people were seeing your fan page post, but maybe you didn't know why. So, again, these are things that you have to really take a look at. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have our featured guest in our Women Making It Happen segment, Patrina King. She is the CEO and founder of the organization Golf Women Mean Business. So very, very excited that she's going to be on our show today. Quickly, I want to tell you about a few happenings going on at Women About Biz. We've got a free teleclass this Wednesday, June 17th, which is Running Your Business Solo. You know, ladies, for many of us, multitasking and running your small business by yourself is nothing new. However, the challenge of today's business women is managing your business when you are doing everything else, when you're juggling all of the balls. And at the same time, there are just so many to-do items, so many things that you need to get done. So in this teleclass, I'm going to share with you the importance of daily operations. How do you create that plan? What's so important about a strategic plan? I'm going to talk about ahead of time planning because you can't keep putting the cart before the horse. You've got to be proactive, right? And also, we're going to talk about setting milestones and cash flow evaluation. Those things are very, very important when you are running your business solo. And it's so important for you to understand that you can't always be in the labor mode of business, but you have got to put yourself in the entrepreneur visionary mode. So that's going to be this coming Wednesday, June 17th at 12 noon Eastern. So I want to encourage you to mark your calendar and look out for that. Also coming up this Thursday, if you are in the Atlanta area, we've got the Business Women's Night Out in Lithonia, Georgia at TGI Friday Stonecrest. That's this Thursday, June 18th at 7 p.m. So definitely make sure that you are marking your calendar. We had such a phenomenal, fantastic time last month at the Business Women's Night Out. And if you're outside of Georgia, don't worry. We've got an announcement for you a little bit later on in the show as we're going to share with you how you can host your very own networking event, Business Women's Night Out, in your area. At this time, I want to make sure that our featured guest is on the air with us. So, Patrina, I have you unmuted. You are live. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm going to go ahead, ladies, and read the bio of this awesome woman who is making it happen for herself. Patrina King is a dedicated human resource professional, entrepreneur, and youth advocate. She has combined excellence in business with compassion and philanthropy. In the field of human resources, her forte is background checks, recruiting, and career development. Patrina understands that being successful is not always a straight process. She decided against choosing any of the 36 opportunities to play golf in college and decided to attend college without any extracurricular activities in order to focus on getting her career started. Her excellence in business goes hand in hand with her fondness of philanthropy and charitable causes, with a particular focus on women's rights. Patrina is a board member of the EWGA West and South Chapter and a member of the Women's Solidarity Society. It's a society within the National Center for Civil and Human Rights. She also spends a lot of time volunteering with organizations that assist youth in career development and college planning. Ladies, I would like to introduce to you Patrina King. Patrina, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited. It's about time, huh?
Let me tell you. Yes, absolutely. It is about time. It's going to be good. Yes, ma'am.
Now, you know, I know that you are a woman with a vision of clarity, because anytime you just really walk away from so many opportunities to play golf because you know that you need to have focus to get your career moving, I know that you're structured and I know that you're organized. It tells me that right away. So let's go ahead and delve into this. And ladies, you know, please take notes, because I think the game of golf is exciting, very, very exciting. And we're going to learn today from Patrina just why it is so. So how did you get interested in the game of golf?
Well, my father is a great golfer, and he introduced mm-hmm. me to the game at a very young age. Mm-hmm. He was actually recently featured in the African American Golfers Digest. And it wasn't until I read his article that I found out why he introduced me to the game. So, because really, he's a man of few words, but in that article, he said that he wanted to set an example for me and my sister. So mm-hmm. he played through ridicule and solitude, and, you know, he said that it strengthened him, but there were always two things that he would tell me growing up. It was one, mm-hmm. we're from the South, so I'm going to speak it like he spoke to me. One was, mm-hmm. ain't nobody going to give you nothing. Mm-hmm. And number two, life ain't fair. There mm-hmm. will be many times that you will have to fight your way through things that are easily provided to other people. So mm-hmm. if those are his two standards that he always taught me and, you know, my sister. So that's why he introduced me to the game, and that's where I got it from.
Oh, wow. How inspiring. And I like that. Ain't nobody going to give you nothing, because you're absolutely right.
Yes.
You are responsible for it all, ladies, your vision, mm-hmm. your life, what you want, your success. You're totally responsible for it. Now, I want to talk about golf in and of itself, because I know women have so many thoughts about golf, and perhaps most people have always thought that it's out of their reach. How expensive is this sport of golf? Because that's probably going to be the first question that a lot of women ask me about is the cost of it.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it depends on how you look at it. My company is called Golf Women Mean Business because the women involved in it, they have made their business success their priority. And so they're doing whatever it takes to reach their goals. So really it's all about priorities. So you can either make retailers rich by purchasing red bottom shoes, Jordans, lavish dinners, things like that, or you can buy a set of golf clubs, which is considered an investment you can use over and over again. You can learn how to play the game, and you can go play a round of golf with those founders and presidents of those retailers. So,
that's the point. I'm laughing here because that's a point well taken. I think I want to be on the course with them.
Right. So you can buy their stuff, you go hang out with them and grow your own business. You know, and even Jordan himself, he's a golfer, so, you know.
Absolutely. Now, when did you get the vision to actually create Golf Women Mean Business? And by the way, I love the name and how you're associating business and golf and women together. But when did you get your vision to just really enhance it for women?
Okay, there's a small story behind that. I actually took about 15 years off from playing after I decided not to go to college for it. But my mentor, I think you know her, Nancy J. Lewis, we saw each other at one of her events. She had been on me for a few years about getting serious, you know, playing golf seriously because she knew my story. So I kind of took her advice and I started practicing and, you know, being on my way to become a professional golfer. But to be honest with you, I didn't love it like that. Like I didn't want to make it a full-time career. So one time she asked me to speak at the conference that I saw you at and wanted me to talk about the parallels between golf and business. So, of course, I agreed. And as I was putting that information together, I thought to myself, more women need to know about this, you know, not just listening and learning, you know, knowing that you need to be there and then taking a lesson here to learn how to swing a club. You know, these women need to have a non-intimidating way to get into the game and understand golf from a business perspective. So really from there, Golf Women Mean Business was born.
Wow, and I love that. And for those of you who are listening and just tuned in, we are talking to Patrina King, CEO and founder of Golf Women Mean Business. And you definitely, ladies, you definitely will want to check out the website, golfwomenmeanbusiness.com. So much great information on the site. Share with us some of the activities and services that the organization has available now for women.
We have golf clinics, which we like to call premier golf clinics, because our clinics are not your average 4 to 5 sessions, 90 minutes each, and then you go about your business. Our clinics are half day, 4 hours, and they include lunch and networking and some other educational components. I do want to be clear on that. You know, we like to put finished products on the course, so we do so much more than just teaching how to swing the club. We also host clinics for individuals or groups, and we do corporate training and tournament add-ons. A lot of golf tournaments out there will do an indoor clinic, or we can do your outdoor clinic as well. You can hire me or a team member from Golf Women Mean Business to play a round of golf with you. This allows you to make your mistakes and then let us show you how to correct them before going out with the client or anyone else. We have a virtual classroom where attendees can begin to find out what they don't know and why they don't know it. It eases the anxiety before they even consider touching a golf club. We have business breakfast events where we take a prestige panel of experts and discuss business topics that will relate to what you need in addition to golf. You know, you don't want to do business halfway but know how to play golf. Again, finished products. And then we also have, we are starting Sips and Tips, which is every fourth Thursday of the month. We'll meet at a golf course and maybe practice some putting or chipping and then have a 20 to 30 minute business tip while we sip and then network and sip some more, you know. And it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be non-alcoholic, but it's just a very social and relaxed environment. So it's like bringing business to the golf course. And then, you know, if you don't want to do that piece, you can come and you can play 9 holes. I mean, we have special rates on that. So those are quite a few things that we have going on.
I absolutely love it. And, you know, this, you know, all of the things that she's talking about, which is one of the reasons why I joined, because I agree with you. I think sometimes as women, we have a tendency not to realize all of the different creative ways that we can be marketing and sharing information about our business and meeting incredible people and developing lifetime relationships. And definitely a lot of that is going on the golf course. And it's about time that we develop our good old girls club and
Thank
get our
you.
Behinds out there on the green, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I want to talk a little bit about why in general you feel women are afraid to learn how to play golf, because women really stray away from it, you know. And here's the funny thing. I know you remember this, Katrina. Okay, we may have seen, when we were little girls, we may remember movies where the wife was the homemaker and the husband was going out to play golf. I, in particular, remember Leave It to Beaver. They're showing a lot of reruns now, and I'm aging myself, but a lot of you who are listening probably do remember Leave It to Beaver or have seen a rerun of it on WTBS. And my goodness, June and Ward Cleaver, you know, the typical couple, he was always going out on Saturdays to play golf while she was in the kitchen scrubbing and cleaning up the house. And he was ready. He was always relaxed in his nice golf outfit, going out there to play golf and relax. And then it showed a symbol of her having to stay back and not having any fun. While she had to stay at the house scrubbing the kitchen floors and clean up and that kind of thing. So, and I think that that image is in the minds of a lot of women. Even today in movies, when we see people playing golf, it's always men playing the golf, and the women are off doing something else. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about this fear that women do have in playing the game of golf.
Yeah, and you nailed it. I mean, that's it. Women, it's been such a male-dominated sport for so long, some of us, I'm not going to say we, you know, some of us feel like we don't belong. And, you know, that image kind of confirms what we're thinking, so we kind of step back and say, oh, maybe not. And then another reason, some women are just not into sports. And, you know, I get that. So it's to me, it's one of the two. Either they feel like they just don't belong there or they just don't like sports. But, you know, for those women, again, the last part of my business name, who mean business or who actually enjoy kicking down those doors, they can't wait to learn to play. They can take advantage of all the benefits that come with playing it, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, ladies, the only thing that's going to get you out of your fear or your apprehension about even trying the game of golf is to take action. Just do it, you know. Just start learning the game of golf. And now we have an organization, Golf Women Mean Business, that's here for us. A whole organization built around helping women to strengthen themselves, not only from the game of golf, but relationship and business-wise, all out on the green. So I'm excited about that. And I know there's some great networking that can occur on the course. How has golf helped you from a networking perspective? Can you share some examples of that?
Yeah, golf has allowed me, honestly, access to people and places that I know, I don't know how I would have gotten there had I not played golf or been able to at least speak the golf language. Golf takes about 4 or 5 hours to play. And these days, well, to play around, these days you can't get 5 minutes on the phone, especially with a decision maker. So, you know, my ultimate answer would be access to people. It, you know, it also has helped me with my strategic thinking and helped me determine, you know, how close I may want to get to someone or may not want to get to someone, because there's a lot revealed on the golf course. So,
absolutely.
You know, you get to spend time with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to point out, too, because I also met her through you, and that was Anita Castillo.
Yes.
She is a golf consultant. And she's also a Class A LPGA teaching professional and an African-American Golfers Hall of Famer. So I'm excited that you have been able to bring her expertise into the organization.
She's the instructor for our clinics. She does all of that. You know, that half-day clinic is all her.
Now, let's talk a little bit about challenges, because I know anytime you start up a big organization like this, and, you know, what are some of the challenges that you have faced so far?
My biggest challenge has been competing with the quicker, less expensive golf lessons out there, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, trying to explain the value to women who are already clueless is definitely a task. You know, when someone, when you have an organization saying, you know, I can teach you how to play golf in 5 lessons for $100, you know, if you don't know what you don't know, you're like, okay, yeah, let's do that. You know, that's why not? Mm-hmm. This is cheaper, and I just want to learn how to play golf. But what's interesting is 60% of those women come to us afterwards because those lessons don't necessarily give you what you need to be successful in business golf. And business golf is different than just regular golf. You know, or just,
well, you know what? It is. That 18 hole is something else, you know. I've actually been out there with a couple of male friends of mine, just asking them, can I just walk with you, you know, through it? And it's something else. It's amazing, you know. But I can remember seeing them sweat, and I was like, gosh, Lee. You know, people don't think that you sweat and get some exercise out here, but by the time you're behind and walk that whole course, you really would have exercised your body. You really would have. So I want you to know, from a business consulting standpoint, that, you know, don't worry about those challenges, because really we need an organization that's going to help women come together, develop those relationships, and really learn a sport that really women should have been more a part of all along. So I'm saying to you, bravo, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be a part of the organization.
Thank you.
What would you, you know, let's talk about business women who are just completely clueless about golf and the awkwardness. You talked about the fact that you have beginner classes. So for the women who, you know, for the women who really feel like, what, you know, is there a book for dummies on playing golf, or is there a program for dummies, you know, I'm totally, absolutely, completely clueless. I don't even know what a club looks like. Can you help me out?
Right.
what do you guys have for the women who say that?
You know, I say sign up and take that virtual training first before anything, before even considering a clinic. Because that training, it breaks down the terminology, the rules, the etiquette. It tells you what a golf club is, what the different golf clubs do, what they look like and why, how many you need and when to use it. You know, it really, it just trains you from what you need to know before even going on the golf course or considering it. So it's like a step one to learning how to play golf. I would say, you know, start a chapter in your area and you guys can learn and learn together. You know, maybe it's someone who really wants to, you know how to do it but doesn't want to do it alone. Start a chapter. We'll help you get started with that. So.
Okay. I say amen and amen again then. Absolutely. Well, as we come to a close on your interview, and I just appreciate all of what you have shared, I first want to make sure that the women have the information that they need to get a hold of you. Now, Golf Women Mean Business, ladies, is a membership organization, but I think their membership is very reasonable. So please do share a little bit about the membership offering and also, again, provide your contact information.
Sure. Our membership, we always say it has its perks. You know, it's for new golfers, avid golfers, social golfers, or just business professionals. The annual investment is normally $110, but right now you can become a founding member for $55, and that's for a complete year. It has quite a few benefits. You get discounts on everything that we do, pretty much. You have a monthly drawing for lunch at the Commerce Club in Atlanta. You get 10% off of apparel. We get an exclusive ball marker, and you get a plastic membership card. Now, I take that very serious, so you have to be a member to flash that plastic. So that's my thing.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, and then we have monthly outings, happy hours, and things like that. I mean, there's a lot. So if you go to the website, which is www.golfwomenmeanbusiness.com, and just click on the membership button there to the right, all the information is there, and you can sign up online, and then you will get your ball marker and your membership card in the mail.
And wonderful. And yeah. You guys can be with me out there on the green because I'm excited about getting back into the sport and getting some training and learning more about this awesome sport of golf. And last but not least, Petrina, if you could share with us three wisdom tips from your experience as a businesswoman and entrepreneur, something that our listeners can take back with them from this interview.
Absolutely. One would be, I would say, fish where the fish are swimming.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically, the golf course may not be where your ideal client is, but if
mm-hmm.
that is where your ideal client is, you need to do what you need to do to get there, do whatever it takes to get there.
Okay.
But, you know, if it's not the golf course, be very strategic about where you spend your time, efforts, and
mm-hmm.
your money.
Okay.
Number two would be unapologetically persistent. Yes, you may
mm-hmm.
fail on your search to perfection, but don't let that stop you. You know, as women, we
mm-hmm.
tend to get comfortable and we get a little lead, and then we want to slow down, and you know, because we don't want to appear to be greedy. But stop it. You know, you don't need to apologize for reaping the benefits of your hard work. So keep going.
Exactly.
Number three, I would say, expect to be unexpected. Especially
mm-hmm.
in golf, you know, being that I'm a woman who happens to be in business and happens to be an African American,
mm-hmm.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
expected to be well versed in communicating about golf and business, but I expect that, so I act
mm-hmm.
accordingly. So, you know,
absolutely.
I just say it the same. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Fish where the fish are swimming. Be authentic yep. and unapologetic. Expect to be unexpected. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Well, it goes without saying that I want you back on the show again, so I hope that you will come back and share some
Absolutely.
More things with us.
My Wonderful. Pleasure. I would love to.
Yeah, thank you so much for your blessing, and I look so forward to getting to know you more. Petrina King, I'm so excited to know you. Golf Women Mean Business. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Have a good one.
Take care. Okay, ladies, she said it all. We need to get our behinds out there on the green, right? Absolutely. Well, we've got only about 8 minutes left in the show, and I want to move on because I've still got great information to give you. Right now, I want to go right into our whole thing this month, getting things done. I've shared some great information with you. Last week, we talked about the importance of systems and why you need to have a system for each of the things that you need to put in place. Because we were designed in a system. Our body functions in a system. We're living, we're breathing every single day because we're in a system. So what makes us think if the universe was created in a system, if we're functioning in our bodies in a system, what makes us think that we need to buck and forget about the system and just kind of be totally disorganized? It's just not going to work, right? Well, today I want to give you 5 follow-up techniques that really do work that will help you to be more productive and start getting things done. Here's number one. You've got to develop the follow-up system, okay? Follow-up, you know, we've heard people talk about those two words for a very long time in the self-help world, and we know that is very, very important. But creating a follow-up system, have you ever sat down and say from the time I meet a person until I actually close the sale with them or fulfill my goal, this is how the follow-up should occur? Because if you haven't, then you need to schedule the time to do it. Number two, 7 touches are required. Again, 7 touches are required. And I've talked to some experts in the human who specialize in you know, the human mind, psychotherapists, psychologists, and they've always said that in today's 21st century, because of the Internet and because of a lot of other marketing things going on, that we may need even as much as 10 to 15 touches. So if you set marketing information out to someone, don't get upset because there was no response right away. There's a lot that goes into that marketing from a psychological basis that you need to understand and know. But for sure, 7 touches at least are required before you make a decision to give up that a person is just not a good prospect for you. Number 3, engage your prospect. Ladies, you know, don't make it all about yourself. From a marketing perspective, share resources, coupons, samples, e-reports, create a compelling offer, something that they will come to you and want. Very, very important. Come up with ways to engage your prospects through your follow-up process. Number 4, Listen, your word is your bond. Again, your word is your bond. Make sure you stick to your promise of getting information, tools, and resources to your prospect, and do it ahead of time. It's so important that you do that. You know, if you tell someone that you're going to get them marketing materials or you're going to get them some resources and you don't do it, and then you promise it again and you still don't do it, you have lost so much credibility, and that really impacts your ability to follow up with them on other things through the process. Last but not least, number five, in five follow-up techniques that work, schedule your follow-up items in a time slot. Keeping your follow-up items on a list won't help you to remember if you don't invest the time to each of your follow-up items. And most businesswomen do have a planner or a calendar, and so they're following it and forget about the list altogether. So you don't want to keep a separate list, a running list of things you've got to get done, and then you have a calendar with a whole bunch of different scheduled activities. No, that's not the way to do it. You've got to get those follow-up items in a time slot, okay? And I always say double pad the time slot, double pad the time. If you say something's going to take you 30 minutes, give yourself an hour. If you say it's going to take you 4 hours, it's 8 hours. Divide the time up in 2 days. You know, you need to make sure that you give yourself enough time to accomplish your to-do items in your follow-up process and not sabotage yourself, okay? So there you have it. Five follow-up techniques that work. Develop a follow-up system. Number two, seven touches are required. Number three, engage your prospect. Number four, your word is your bond. Don't forget that. Follow through with what you said you were going to do. And last but not least, number five, schedule follow-up items in a time slot in your calendar. Don't just leave it on a list. There you have it. And I just think it's just so important that every businesswoman, when you are working solo, when you're running your business solo, oh, my gosh, if you don't have a follow-up system, if you don't know ahead of time of how things are supposed to happen, you're up a creek. I can honestly tell you that. So, ladies, listen up. Don't procrastinate on this. Develop your follow-up system. And, of course, as you always know, at Women About Biz, which is the sponsor for this radio show, you know that you can also schedule a power talk with me, which is an engaging 45-minute consultation coaching session where we could talk about your dreams, your goals, marketing, growing your business, challenges, ways to make it happen for yourself. So you get one free one each year if you're not a member of Women About Biz. And then, of course, if you are a member of Women About Biz, then you get more. So definitely go to womenaboutbiz.com, okay? And to schedule your power talk, just click on coaching in the top red menu bar. And then once there, look in the right-hand column and click on schedule power talk. I also want to remind you that if you want to register for any of our events, our teleclasses, or anything else, don't forget to go ahead and go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on the event section that you're interested in. And there all of the information is for you. I want to remind everybody that we have a wonderful retreat planned for October 8th through 11th, happening in Montego Bay, Jamaica, or right outside of that area at the wonderful Grand Palladium Resort and Spa, a five-star resort, so I want to remind you of that. Last but not least, I want to let you guys know that we have an awesome opportunity for you through Women About Biz to start your own networking event. It is called Business Women's Night Out. It's an awesome opportunity to become the go-to person, to become the leader in your community, and to use Women About Biz as a wonderful tool, connection, leverage, and providing resources and information to women to help them to grow. So to learn more about it, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on Business Women's Night Out. Well, we've come to the end of our show, and we've got so much happening for you. So make sure you check Women About Biz out. Make sure you go to the radio show site, successfulwomanradio.com, and check us out there as well. So important. I have enjoyed being with you today. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to our featured guest, Katrina King, founder and CEO of Golf Women Mean Business. Thank you so much, Katrina. And I want you guys to stay tuned again for next Monday, June 22nd, as we continue on with our theme, Getting Things Done. Ladies, you know, it's time for you to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step so far beyond the comfort zone, for there you will find your path to success. Have an abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.